Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Insert Question Here, a comedy podcast from University Radio Nottingham. I'm Ella, and in my hand, I have a children's Trivial Pursuit card, and I'm going to read the answers out, and all the panellists have to do is come up with the question. If they get the answer right, they get a... And if they give me an answer that's better than the one I have on the card, they get a... Joining me tonight, have you heard of Abby Houseman? It's Abby Houseman.
Hello.
Resident grumpy old man, it's Jonathan Graydon.
I have sushi.
And he's meant to be funny, it's Jack Ellis.
Funny how? Funny what way funny? Do I like a clown? Do I amuse you?
Funny strange, I was thinking. Now, Jack actually won the episode last week, and because of that, he got to set a forfeit for Abby and Jonathan to fit into tonight's podcast.
Yep.
Jack, what was that podcast? What was that forfeit?
That forecast was that you have either of them have to get
amazing
the word Macarena into an answer at some point in the show.
I will give bonus points if people follow that up by doing the Macarena, but it is not required.
Also, we would like to remind you that all points in this podcast are 100% arbitrary.
Well, let's not ruin the fun right at the start. Save the ruining of fun to the end.
Have you ever met Jonathan? This is like what he does best.
I'm slightly shocked by the fact he's eating sushi.
I'm also slightly shocked.
He didn't
shocked
answer
by the fact
though. He did.
Jonathan.
What? Sorry, two separate things have happened and I'm not quite sure what either of them were.
Welcome to Insert Question Here.
Welcome to Showtime. Wait, no.
What? Showtime, 6 till 7 p.m. Sunday evenings. What? Right, your first answer of the podcast. Greases.
The word.
Now, if you're listening...
Hang on.
That's too easy.
Genuinely, we do record these. I don't want to, like, spoil the magic of
then
radio.
Don't.
But we do record multiple episodes at a time, and I have randomly just picked out this card, and
okay,
I can already see...
Okay, that's a lie. She actually picked up and went, oh, this will fit in nicely with this one, after throwing and discarding several others.
I picked up one, said, I can't pronounce that word. Put it away. Picked up this one randomly, and I can see there are two answers that follow on from last week. The first of which is Greases, because last week's episode ended with Greece. There we go. Greases.
What country's favourite dance is the Macarena? I'm not going to do the dance. I can't. Sorry.
Oh.
Also, I need the music. How silently.
Hey, Macarena. She did it. Bonus points.
You have to do the
Thank you. Boom. You're already falling behind, Jonathan. Greases.
What?
It wasn't the Macarena, by the way.
Disappointing.
Is it? What country's favourite dance is the Macarena?
You can't have the same joke.
Why not?
Because I've just made up the rule that you can't.
Surely the rules must be established before it is done.
No, Jonathan, you can't have it. Greases.
What's the... is it People and Places?
It is People and Places.
Okay.
I'm out of sushi.
What is the name of one of the groups from the book The Outsiders?
I don't know if that's true, but it's not what I have. I'm not going to show it's you. I just showed you the card.
She did.
It wasn't. That's a stupid thing to do. No.
Just like, is it? And it's like Greasers or Greases.
Greases. Greece apostrophe S.
As in the country.
It belongs to the Greece.
Not Teddy Boys and Greases.
What? Oh, right. Just belongs to the Greece.
What item is in the British Museum, which the government refuses to return to the owner's country?
At time of recording. It's not what I have on the card.
What country's economy is the butt of many jokes at the time of recording?
Including last week's episode. Only to be saved by Princess Diana. No, it's not that. It's to do with islands that are around Greece.
No idea.
That is literally most of the question. I'm not going to lie. I should have phrased it better.
Whose are most of the islands in the Mediterranean?
Yeah, close enough.
Yeah,
actually, not close in anyway, but I'm still going to give you the ding.
Well, I've been dinged, so.
Which country's holiday islands include Crete and Corfu?
But have you been donged?
Have you been air horned? Have you been horned lately? You may be entitled to some compensation.
Pink wedge for good times.
Oh.
Baby Spice, brackets Emma Bunton, close brackets.
I'm assuming it's something to do with the Spice Girls.
It is to do with the Spice Girls.
Was it the lead singer of the Spice Girls' famous hit, The Macarena?
What?
He nearly spat out water. You have now got the Macarena, but you don't get an air horn because you haven't done the dance.
I'm not going to. I'm sat down.
Okay, well, it shouldn't stop you. No, the Spice Girls, unfortunately, were not known for their cover of the Macarena.
Shame. It was very good.
Very underground.
Edgy.
We're going underground.
Excellent song.
Yes.
Again, not by the Spice Girls.
I know nothing about the Spice Girls.
Wasn't you surprised
me. One of them like to do with X Factor or something?
Mel B went on X Factor as
I know
a judge.
Very little about the Spice Girls.
Yes, I'm not entirely sure why you're still talking.
Because nobody else is.
This is a Spice... Because you're talking.
Is the question, name a Spice Girl and then in brackets her real name?
Exactly what I have on the card. No, it is to do with Emma Bunton, obviously, being part of the Spice Girls.
No. Who was the first Spice Girl to leave?
No, that was Jerry Halliwell.
Yes,
you know a lot about the Spice Girls.
I really don't.
Ella's on the wrong side of the card here, I think.
Which of the Spice Girls... No, I was going to read the question. Let's not do that. She was often pictured... Emma Bunton was often pictured with something in her mouth.
Which of the Spice Girls usually had a lollipop in their mouth?
Pictured with something in their mouth.
Which of the Spice Girls was often pictured with a lollipop in her mouth? Congratulations. Now, yellow for history. Princess Diana.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Who's coming back
Who at the time of first release of this show shall be enacting her zombie revenge on the royal family?
Who was...
Listen to last week's episode to understand any of that. Sorry, Grader, what was that?
Who was murdered in a tunnel in France?
Can't say that she was murdered.
Was she murdered?
Who had her killing orchestrated by the royal family in a tunnel in France?
Again, we can't suggest, because that really is treason.
Yes. I also know very little about what happened to Princess Diana.
Who has the biggest reason to distrust Mercedes-Benz?
Oh, guys.
No, hang on. It's not going to be a good anecdote.
Pause.
Though.
I don't care. We have an anecdote that isn't coming from me. This is exciting.
My dad missed the entirety of the Diana incident because he was
incident.
He was in a van crash in Leeds when I was 1 year old. And then he's got a scar.
Oddly prescient.
He had a scar on his side, and he convinced me for years that it was a shark bite.
Was he definitely in Leeds, or was he in a tunnel in France having an affair with Princess Diana?
I mean, I also
was he in a tunnel in France helping the royal family orchestrate her killing?
Alive.
Were you not?
I actually have no idea when it was, when this date occurred.
97.
I
was alive.
Was it like August 97 or so?
Yeah. Yeah. What month?
I was like 3 months old.
One. Yeah. And then my mum was really pissed off because I had a 1 year old and a man who could do nothing but lie on the sofa.
At Diana's funeral, because my mum was a big fan of Diana.
Were you there? It was lovely, wasn't it?
At Diana's funeral, I discovered a plastic trumpet in the house. So I walked around the living room for the entire thing playing this plastic trumpet. And that's my mum's memory of Princess Diana's funeral. And then for the Queen Mother's funeral, my brother did a similar thing with a box of Lego. Just rattling. No, Princess Diana. Stop talking.
Sorry.
Who was the first wife of Prince Charles?
She was. What was she known as?
The People's Princess.
Bingo. Who became known as the People's Princess? Arts and crafts. He can smell them.
I can smell you.
Is it the guy who walked through some flowers or something? Wordsworth? I forget.
No.
Are you talking Wandered Lonely as a Cloud?
No, that would be absurd.
Okay. Good.
What section is this?
Whatever you are thinking, Jack. Stop thinking it.
What category is this again?
How does my dad locate dogs?
How do dogs locate your dad?
Because he can smell them.
Jack is very pleased with himself.
Sorry, I just had the idea of how can someone locate something?
That's where your mind went.
How does Bill Oddie locate birds?
It's how David Attenborough does all his work.
So there's one over there. Where, David?
Follow your nose.
It's arts and crafts. This is a character who's in a book that then became a film that then became a musical.
So I was going to say, how do pigs locate truffles? But that doesn't sound accurate.
No.
Unless
it's like...
Also, the reference to the pig by he. How does Jimmy the pig locate truffles?
Babe was also very good at
he.
It's a new spin-off from Animal Farm. Napoleon just started going, you know what? We want truffles now.
Yep.
No, it's a character in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Ooh.
How does the child catcher find children?
He does smell them.
That's terrifying. Why do we let children watch this?
Well, that's the thing. I was always really scared of the child catcher as a child.
I'm like 90%. I'm 90% on that. That's the point.
Yeah. Well, that's what I, as an adult, I've realised. But also, I've read so many interviews. Shut up. I've read so many interviews about the guy who played the child catcher, and everyone just says he's the nicest man in show business. And I can't, like, I just love him now. Okay. I can't remember his name, but...
Well, that's fine, because you're not a child anymore, so you're allowed to love the child catcher.
Okay. Thank you for validating what I've said. Bottle banks is your next answer.
Where what do you put bottles after their use?
That is pretty much the nail on the head. How was new?
Where do you recycle bottles at?
Needs to be more specific.
How do you recycle glass bottles at?
I'm just going to put you on pause for a second.
Cancer.
It's a science-y type question. We haven't quite got to the bottom of what this category is called, but it's green.
What? Okay, excuse me while I Google green category trivial pursuit.
How was news of former England goalkeeper Gordon Banks' assault reported?
No. I'm sure that's really funny if you get it. I don't understand.
Well, Dad, either. If you're listening,
he's
that one must be you.
Suggesting that he threw a bottle at somebody.
That he got bottle, yeah.
Thank you.
Bottle Banks.
Yeah, I understood.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Green is science and nature.
Yeah, but this is the children's question.
Still science and nature.
But it's CW.
It was close to where you put bottles after use.
CW. Yes, it's...
CW? X3?
CW is the name of the category, which is why it's not science and nature. David thinks it's contemporary world, which actually does work for this, I begrudgingly admit. What? You have three types of bottle banks found in supermarket car parks since the 1980s, according to this card. What are they called?
White.
Green, white and brown.
Oh, it's not white.
Clear. Oh, sorry, colourless, if we're being scientific.
Well, no, it's clear on this card.
It's colourless in all of my chemistry GCSEs.
I'm going to split the points between the three of you, because you two, Abby and Jack, were actually quite close.
More arbitrary points.
But Jonathan, I'm giving you arbitrary points.
No, don't let him have the arbitrary points.
All because he talked over literally everybody.
He's not appreciating this.
Final question.
No.
/ answer, because that is the point of this game.
Oh, yeah.
In sports, Venus Williams...
Who is the sister of Serena Williams.
Okay, that is exactly what it says on the card. Hey! Do we want to provide some, like, funny comical answers first?
No, not really. Really. Who is the only Williams sister named after a Bananarama song? I'm done. That's me.
You don't know Robert De Niro's Waiting Williams?
Who is related to Rory Williams?
He's talking Italian anyway. It's not even
who is related to
that.
Prince Williams? No, that's not quite right.
Rory Williams.
I made a mistake like that. I remember in A-level history, we read a thing, an article by the economist J.M. Keynes, and I remember turning to my friend and going, do you think he's related to J.M. Barry? And there was this pause, and I'm like, that's not how it works.
Yes.
Okay. I've won,
I'm related to Jack Butler in that exact manner.
Yeah.
I understand now.
Yes, Jonathan, it's called a contextual joke.
And on that note, we come to the end of tonight's episode.
Shame. I've been so enjoying this.
And for that reason, I'm going to declare Jonathan the winner.
Excellent.
What for?
The most arbitrary.
to make an example of the arbitrariness of these points, given that you got almost nothing there.
The arbitrarity?
Can we have this episode, please?
The arbitrariness of the word arbitrariness. I've not covered any of those words.
No. Yeah, those are a lot of words.
Jonathan, what forfeit would you like to set for people next week?
Next week's people must say the words, my pretty pink skirt.
My is in their own, or my is in, they can say Jonathan Graydon's pretty pink
my
skirt.
My is in their own. Because everyone has allowed a pretty pink skirt.
It's true. Thank you for modelling yours so nicely today.
Thank you. I mean, it's very comfy and it's a nice breeze.
Jack looks thrilled.
I mean, if he wants to be, he's allowed.
I'm trying to make my chair squeak.
And on that note.
And on this note.
On that note, thank you for listening to the madness that this episode has been. We will see you next week for more Insert Question Here. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye.